The immune system. In our body, the first line of defense against invading pathogens is the innate immune response. This system is nonspecific and only can recognize common patterns against all pathogens. The innate immune system is made up of barrier tissues, cells, and molecules. Barrier tissues exist at sites where the body interacts with the environment. Mucus at mucosal barriers, tight junctions between epithelial cells, and antimicrobial chemicals made by epithelial cells are physical and chemical barriers. Cells include several types of white blood cells or leukocytes, such as macrophages, dendritic cells, mast cells, neutrophils, and monocytes. The cells are using innate immune receptors to recognize pathogens. Those receptors bind to common structures of wide variety of pathogens called pathogen-associated molecular patterns, or PAMPs. PAMPs are commonly found outside of large bacteria, such as lipopolysaccharides, peptidoglycans, or it can be the DNA or RNA from ingested viruses. After recognizing a pathogen, innate immune cells perform several functions. Neutrophils are the first cells that migrate from blood and kill the pathogens by phagocytosis and release of antimicrobial factors. Phagocytes ingest and kill the pathogens. Dendritic cells phagocyte the pathogen and help activate the adaptive immune system. And mast cells release large amount of cytokines and other pro-inflammatory mediators. Other cells also secrete molecules that act on blood vessels to induce inflammatory process. During innate immune reactions, stressed or virally infected host cells can be detected by natural killer cells, which release perforin and granzymes to induce apoptosis and kill the infected cell. Cytokines, histamine, and other pro-inflammatory mediators send signals to the other innate immune cells and the cells of surrounding tissue, and allow proteins from the blood to enter the tissue and interact with pathogens. Okay, let's review the innate response in case of a bacterial invasion. Macrophages, dendritic cells, and mast cells, which are always present in the tissues, are known as sentinel cells. Macrophages ingest and kill pathogens and also eat the dead cells. When sentinel cells recognize PAMPs, they release pro-inflammatory mediators. These mediators stimulate blood vessels to become leaky, which allow movement of fluid and molecules into the tissue. This allows the circulatory complement proteins to move from the blood into the tissue, bind to pathogens and kill them. Cytokines stimulate blood vessels to attract circulatory immune cells. Dendritic cells ingest PAMPs at the site of infection and process them into peptides that are displayed on their cell membrane. After that, they enter lymphatic vessels and reach to lymph nodes. Here, they can meet naive T cells and activate them with specific antigen. T cells are a part of our adaptive immune system, which is our body's defense against specific repeated threats, which we are going to explain in the next video. And thank you for watching.